You have to go where the fire is. You have to place yourself on the altar. Bind yourself to the horns of the altar. That's where the fire is. And let the fire of His Spirit, of His love, consume you. It's a burnt offering that He's seeking. Let the lifting up of my hands be as the evening, morning offering. And that was a continual offering. That animal was put upon that altar. The entire animal. And so it is, we have to leave all, turn away from this world, and lay ourselves upon the altar. Jesus, let that fire burn. Consume me. We are made for fire. I used to be a little bit afraid because we read in Hebrews, God is a consuming fire. Let us have grace whereby we may serve Him acceptably in godly fear. My God, let my service be acceptable to You. He has grace for us. But He is a consuming fire. And I like to think of that fire as the fire of His love that consumes us and motivates us and energizes us, putting within us, as we sang, that love and that zeal. It's good to be zealous for the Lord, really zealous for the Lord. And that only comes as we lay ourselves upon the altar. I'd like the latter part of that. Breathe on me, Lord, until I am wholly Thine. Until I am wholly Thine. I don't know that we can expect the fire until we are wholly His. Wholly His. Wholly His. He gave Himself without reservation. Not alone the gift of life, but His own self. His own self He seeks to bestow upon us. We sing, I'm His and He's mine. Is that true? Oh Lord, send the fire. Consume us. And that fire will consume the dross. It has a way of becoming one with what it is consuming. And that fire of the Lord wants to become one with me. His love, His love, His love. Praise the Lord. What a motivation. His love constrains me to give myself to Him fully. In that day ye shall say, praise the Lord. Thou wast angry with me, but thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I shall trust and not be afraid. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. Therefore with joy shall I draw out of the waters of salvation, or the wells. In that day ye shall say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Call upon His name. For He hath done great things, or we ought to declare the fact. Make it known that He hath done great things. Sing unto the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known throughout the whole earth. You know, I get reports of how God is at work everywhere in the world. And the latest report, these excellent things that he is doing, I got from the 400, Robinson's, what do they call it, the 400 Club?
700.
Anyway, in Indonesia, 13% of the Muslims live in Indonesia. It's the largest group of Muslims in Indonesia. In every city, they have a tower that they call a prayer tower. They are praying, these are the Christians, 24 hours a day. It's open all night, and they're calling on God for their country and for the world. Can you conceive of such a thing? The Christians binding together a oneness in Christ, calling upon him to come to them. We need Christ. We need Jesus. And so they're seeking him day and night. That has happened before. It happened in Germany. The Moravians, they gathered Zinzendorf, was the fellow's name. He had a place that was given to him. He was some kind of a noble man. And this place was reserved for people who wanted to seek the Lord. And the Moravians were being persecuted, and so they came and sought a place. And he gave them a place. But they didn't get along too well. The different factions, you know, religious groups, they didn't get along too well until the Holy Spirit melted them, met them, and they embraced one another. They just, in the love of the Lord. And you know, they had a prayer that continued for 100 years. 100 years. Day and night they prayed. And those Moravians, they went everywhere throughout the world. They came to Puerto Rico. And there's evidence of that fact. I mean, oh, God wants to come to his people. He wants to come to his people that give themselves in this manner without reservation. I'm yours, Lord. Send the fire. Consume the sacrifice. I lay myself upon that altar of sacrifice. That's where the fire is. And I don't have to kindle that fire. That fire is burning. But as I said earlier, we have to go where the fire is. If it's not complete, our surrender, I don't know that we're going to experience that fire of his love just burning up the dross of sin and of self so that he alone is exalted in our lives. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has made me to see that I have to do this. I have to do this. I want his all. And he says, Gordon, I want your all. I want your all. My all I've given. Now you give your all. Give your all. And you don't have to wait very long. As you do that, make that sacrifice. And that's what it is. I didn't get too far in that 12th chapter of Isaiah. In that day, when you capitulate, you know what I mean by that? You give up. You give up. There is in our nature something that we need to overcome. And that is reservation of some nature. We hold things ourselves and we don't want to give up to the Lord. It's actually a rebellion. We're of that nature. I want to do things my way. And we have to give that up. Praise the Lord. In that day ye shall say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things throughout the whole earth. And then it says, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Jerusalem, for the Holy One of Israel is in the midst of thee. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He sees me. He sees you. He knows our resolve, whether it's genuine. I am resolved to follow the Master. I have that purpose, like it says of Daniel, he purposed in his heart. I have to do that. Purpose in my heart. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here. The Lord brought me here. And he's been talking to me, speaking to me, and he wants to give himself wholly to me. But he wants all of me as well. So I think it's the wisest thing to do. He who made us, he has a good design in his heart toward me to do me good. To do me good and to make me a channel of his blessing. Oh, Lord, I pray that all of us, I think he's tugging at your heart as well as mine. He says, come on now. I want you for myself. I want you for myself. You have to give up the right to yourself. Lord, you have every right to do with me as you please. Have thy way, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Breathe on me. Continue. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. You are breathing upon us. Breathe upon us until we're wholly yours. Wholly yours.
Number 359. Stand as we sing. Jesus,
with all my heart, I'll say. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, thy love has won my all. It's not something that we do because he makes us do it. He wants our hearts. He wants our love because he has loved us so much. And Lord, your love has won my all. Let thy spirit on me fall.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Jesus, Lord. Descend the heavens, my God. Jesus, fill now with thy spirit hearts that full surrender know.
Yes, Lord.
That the streams of living water from our inner man may flow.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have thy way, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You may be seated. There are a number of songs that I had included in our little booklet that I had wanted us to sing, and that was one of them. Have thy way, Lord, have thy way. It's a good song for you to memorize and to pray before God.